This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush today hosts an economic forum at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. The guest list has more than 250 names on it, including CEOs of major corporations, top GOP donors, as well as a welder, the owner of a burrito shop, and a UPS driver. The forum comes on the eve of a deadline for top corporations to certify that their books are accurate. Joining me now is Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who's in Waco. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You know, let's start with the critics. Critics have been saying this forum is more a showcase than a true working meeting on public policy. What do you say to that?
They ought to pay attention to the conversations. And I think, just as you indicated, there are people from the front lines of the economy coming to this meeting, and I think all of us are looking forward with some anticipation to hearing the individual views of how things are going and what they're seeing from their own involvement in the economy. So I think this could be very helpful to us in gaining some perspective, and because it is going to be widely distributed through the media, I think it will help to provide some perspective for the American people generally. So I think it's a really good purpose.
Well, what do you expect then to get out of this forum?
Perspective, understanding of circumstances of individual businesses. You know, we've got, as an example, Marilyn Carlson Nelson, who's CEO of Carlson, which is in the travel business, and other businesses. And it'll be interesting to hear her view of what's going on with use of hotels and motels and airlines and the rest of that. There are people here from the Carpenters Union. I'm very interested to hear what they have to say about the pace of not only of new home construction but of remodeling and what they're seeing in terms of being able to recruit new apprentices and in different places around the country. So, I'm looking forward very much to hearing from people who are out there on the front line who can bring us some perspective all at one time in one place. I think that has a real value.
Secretary O'Neill, given the large number of accounting scandals, what more can the administration do to improve confidence in corporate America? I mean, at this point, even Republicans have been quoted criticizing the administration for not inspiring confidence in the economy.
Well, I tell you, now that the president has convinced the Congress to pass the corporate governance bill, one of the things we can do, and we intend to do it quickly and forcefully, is to put the provisions of law into place, and I think that'll help a lot. The bill that was passed by the Congress gives us a new basis for assuring employees and investors and shareholders that the information they get is correct and certified at the highest level, which is something we think is very important. And there's a new body being created to improve the accounting standards and the way the accounting system works. The law provided that the head of the SEC, in consultation with myself and Alan Greenspan, appoint the five members of this new board in 90 days. We had our first meeting last week to talk about it, and we're determined we're going to do this very quickly, a lot faster than 90 days, and get that piece in place. And so I think carrying out the provisions of law that have now been enacted by the Congress and signed by the President is something that we can do that's important to accomplish.
The Fed's Open Market Committee meets today on interest rates. Should rates be cut even further?
Well, I do. I have a pact with my good friend Alan Greenspan. He doesn't talk about fiscal policy, and I don't talk about monetary policy. I think he's done a superb job in the time he's been the head of the Federal Reserve, and whatever he does, I'm sure will be right.
Secretary O'Neill, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Renee.
Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill in Waco, Texas, for President Bush's Economic Forum.